This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And that's what we're here to talk about this morning. And we hope you join us here on National Hunting and Fishing Day, one time a year where the folks who engage in the outdoors are celebrated across this great country. And our lifestyle is promoted, talked about. We have an event here in Maryland that signifies that day, and that would be where you'll find me this morning and this afternoon. That would be at the Associated Gun Club's range on Marriottsville Road near the Baltimore-Howard County line. It's a public event. The admission is free. And the world of hunting and fishing and conservation and firearms will all be congealed in one spot today. And we invite you to come out and join us. We'll be there with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and Maryland Loves Crabs magazines, free for the taking if you like. We'll be having information there about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, free brochures to take. And we'll talk to you about that and what we're doing and the activities there. And we'll be dealing with the other folks that we know in the world of hunting and fishing there, talking to them, engaging with them. And, well, I can tell you there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world of the outdoors. I may have told you this last week that comment period for the Sunday hunting expansions in Western Maryland is open for comment. And if you will go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org website, and click on the little thing that says call to action in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That'll take you to another page that says comment on Sunday hunting regulations. And it says the proposed regulations regarding changes in Sunday hunting in Allegheny, Garrett, Washington, and Frederick counties have been published in the Maryland Register. The public comment period on the proposed regulations is now open. DNR will consider all public comments. The comment period will end November 3rd, 2014. And then it tells you who to contact with a phone number, fax number, and email number. And then below that it says click here to read. And that will take you to the actual page of the regulations. Also on that call to action button is a petition to reopen Newtown Neck State Park to public hunting. And you can click on that and follow those instructions too if you like. So we've got two calls to action right there on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. Now, the website, we're building the website day by day, week by week. We have posted this week, just finished it up yesterday, our directors and advisors with names and faces that you can put together and their bios. And we're working on continuing and to finish that little page. We got a few folks that need to send us a picture and that type of thing. And we'll get that done so you can see who our directors are. We talk about the history of Sunday hunting. We talk about the opposition by the organized horse community, not only to hunters but to DNR. There's a page there to register to vote. You can download the brochures. And I'm telling you all that to tell you this, that we are launching the Maryland Hunting Coalition today, formally, on National Hunting and Fishing Day. For those of you who sent me your email early on, you will be receiving our first press release later today after our board of directors meets at National Hunting and Fishing Day, after we have a consensus on a couple of things that we're agreeing upon. That press release will go out. And if you haven't joined, we invite you to join. It's absolutely free, the MarylandHuntingCoalition.org. You can sign up right there online. Now, we need members, and quite frankly, we need to pass the hat. So you can do that very simply if you'd like to help us out financially. We are hiring a lobbyist. We are hiring an advocate to stand for hunters in Annapolis, and you'll see on the press release, once that's released today, who that is and what our decision is. But the coalition cannot exist on volunteerism and free memberships. Your membership in the Maryland Hunting Coalition is free. We decided to set it up that way to see if we could get the response of the Maryland hunters to help us voluntarily without a heavy membership fee. I thought it would make sense to do that, but that's me. So, Post Office Box 451, Maryland Hunting Coalition Incorporated, Post Office Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland. The post office box is in Eldersburg, and that zip code is 21784, if you can help. Or go online. The PayPal account is set up to pay with your credit card if you would like to make a contribution. Let's talk to Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. I just wanted to promote a yard sale we're having.
What, nope.
Block sale?
A what sale?
A block. The huge block.
Nope. Sorry.
And okay.
I mean, what does that have to do with fishing and hunting in the great outdoors?
We have a lot of hunters and fishermen and boatsmen in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh. Do they have any of their gear for sale?
Correct.
And that's why you wanted to promote it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's the deal, Alice. One time only you're going to do this. Okay?
Oh,
but wait. Now listen. And I'll say this to you and I'll say this to everybody else. Alan, your host, is a kind, generous, gregarious people person. But like anybody else, I don't care to be ambushed. A simple email ahead of time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Well, I understand that. But tell me a few of the things that are going to be on your yard sale that are put out there by hunters and fishermen and boatsmen.
Oh, my gosh. They've got hunting equipment, mm-hmm. all kinds of fishing equipment, mm-hmm. and boat supplies and all different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Is this just the folks in the neighborhood?
Yeah, it's a whole block.
A whole block.
Yep.
Brian, I'm talking to our producer now. Should we let her tell what block it is, Brian?
Sure. It's 1900 Dineen Drive, D-I-N-E-E-N. It's in West Inverness in Dundalk, the ABC streets.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I don't like to be ambushed, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen. I do not like to be ambushed at all. If you have an announcement, it's public radio, but it's not National Public Radio. It's paid for by our sponsors who are also selling hunting and fishing and boating supplies. It's commercial radio. Those folks pay a sponsorship fee so that Alan can bring you news of the great outdoors, like this. These days, mentioning birth control, I said birth control, and the Department of Health and Human Services in the same sentence will likely draw some strong reactions. But a recent contractor inquiry by HHS, that's the Health and Human Services, for its National Institute of Health campus in Bethesda, adds a new wrinkle. This time, the focus is on deer. Deer. White-tailed deer. Geez. The National Institute of Health site in Maryland is a 500-acre research facility, fully enclosed, with 500 acres. 500 acres. That's a big farm. Fully enclosed with a 9-foot perimeter fence and access gates. Lately, the campus has been, relatively speaking, overrun with deer. In this case, overrun means an estimated population of 30 to 40. That's not a lot, quite frankly. Quite frankly, that's not a lot of deer. A YouTube video taken earlier this year on campus near the access gates illustrates the dilemma in which NIH finds itself. As the video shows and documents say, the campus is densely developed with a few remaining open spaces suitable as deer habitat, the property surrounded by high-density residential and commercial development. After mentioning that hunting has never been permitted on campus, the HHS document deadpans that there are no non-human predators present that are capable of limiting a deer population. That is a fact for which the National Institute of Health employees are no doubt grateful. So, now that the deer population's reached a level that is incompatible with some local land uses, NIH is seeking a solution and seems to have settled on birth control. Specifically, ovaryectomies. Ovaryectomies. Yes, it is what you think it is. Apparently, thinking long term, the National Institute of Health is not looking for a contractor simply to perform the initial work, but one that can train National Institute of Health veterinary staff to perform the operations in the future. The National Institutes of Health, Office of Research Services within the Office of the Director, has a requirement to provide the NIH with wildlife expertise for the control of the deer population on the Bethesda campus. The contractor will perform ovaryectomies on adult female deer, provide tagging, and provide expert advice for humanely controlling the deer population. Now, you tell me how freaking humane that is. Oh, let's see. We're going to shoot the deer with a dart. We're going to drag it into a laboratory. We're going to cut out its ovaries. We're going to sew it back up. We're going to put a tag in its ear, and then we're going to release it back into the wild, live a happy life. Additionally, the contractor will provide training of NIH veterinary staff. Additionally, the contractor will provide training of NIH veterinary staff in the performance of ovaryectomies in deer. Ovaryectomies. The NIH plan includes a tranquilizer dart to catch an appropriate numbers of does to sufficiently regulate the size of the deer population. After the operations, the does will be monitored for infection and treated for pain as well before being released. And though hunting is still forbidden on campus, NIH is taking no chances. One of the requirements of the contract is that all ovaryectomized animals will be fitted with livestock ear tags labeled "Do Not Consume." Wonder why? Wonder why? Now, over the years, my hunting career, I've performed, 75, 80, maybe more ovaryectomies on white-tailed deer. Of course, they've all been dead. Which is more humane? To end the life of a number of deer who are competing for food, who are darting into traffic, who are, who knows what they're eating in there, and reduce the population in a lethal method, or by darting the deer with tranquilizers, God knows what that does. Knocking them out, removing their ovaries, sewing them up, treating them with antibiotics, giving them a Tylenol, and saying, patting them on the butt. Oh, wait, hold on. Before you go, I'm going to drill a hole in your ear and put this tag in there. Go out and have a nice day. What happens in the breeding season when the male deer, I don't even want to think what they're going to do with them. Isn't our society wonderful? Your comments, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. That was, by the way, from the Weekly Standard at 7:04 a.m. on September 5th, 2014, by Jeryl, J-E-R-Y-L, Beyer, B-I-E-R. HHS seeks birth control for deer. That's story number one. You're welcome to comment if you like. And while you're commenting, we're going to, or while you're calling, we're going to take a short break. I want to tell you, folks, about Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll help you take care of your deer population on the Eastern Shore. That's the truth. And they'll do that by providing the numerous brands of crossbows and vertical bows that they sell. The vertical bows, the compounds, would be Matthews, the Solo Cam. Go see that new Creed XS. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. And then Parker compound bows as well. Now, if you're a crossbow fan, they've got the Mission crossbows, the Parker crossbows, the Excalibur crossbows, the new Carbon Express crossbow, and even Barnett crossbows. That's right. They have all the arrows. They can custom cut your arrows. They'll help you put your accessories on or put them on for you, show you how to use everything. The staff there is mostly bow hunters, so they can help you out. Of course, then they have the full line of firearms for the upcoming waterfowl and hunting season, deer season, and the muzzleloaders as well. Muzzleloaders from, well, it looks like Thompson Center and CVA and some others. They can help you out there. Drake and Under Armour clothing. Bubba Blade knives if you'd like to catch and release. Catch, fillet, and release, of course. And then all the fishing tackle, live bait, and crabbing gear you could need, want, or imagine. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Route 50 East, just after you cross the Bay Bridge. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road, on Kent Island. Yes, indeed. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 is that phone number, 604-2500. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That would be Chesapeake Outdoors. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The Savage Nation with Michael Savage, now on for 3 hours, weeknights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I watch their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The Bone Collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, a rattle bag and grunt claw. Pour out my 1069, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall. Never had blood smeared on my face, but there's cut shirt tail pieces all over the place. My hunting buddies say I'm just a big disgrace, cause I'm pretty bad at hunting deer.
Can you relate? All right. No takers on the overectomies on, well, what do you expect for a government agency? Here's a question. Here's another story. It looks like Staten Island Chuck is yet another victim of progressivism. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was holding up Chuck. That strikes me as amusing. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was holding up Chuck, not Schumer, the Punxsutawney Phil of New York on February 2nd when he infamously fumbled the winter weather prognosticator who fell nearly 6 feet to the ground. The groundhog was found dead a week later. Now the New York Post reports that there may have been a zoo cover-up to keep de Blasio and the public from finding out about the details of the innocent beast's demise. Instead of revealing the sad loss, the zoo, which gets nearly half of its $3.5 million in annual funding from the city, told the staff to keep the mayor's office in the dark about the animal's fate. They told only a few zoo supporters, but claimed that the groundhog had died of natural causes. Of course. Naturally, when you fall from... I was told he died of old age, that he went to that big farm in the sky, said Assemblyman Matthew Titone, a Democrat, who later learned how the animal had died. While the Post reporting seemed to indicate that the zoo, rather than the mayor's office, drove the cover-up, comparisons are sure to be drawn between the mysterious circumstances surrounding the incident and the tragic details of an earlier scandal that befell the career of another hero of progressivism, the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And you click on the word scandal in the story, and of course it takes you to Chappaquiddick, which is a big stretch in my imagination. But this was by Carolyn Lee Smith in the Washington Free Beacon, September 25th, 2014 at 12:26 p.m. Does Bill de Blasio have groundhog blood on his hands? Chappaquiddick on the Hudson. Now, folks, Not even I. Not even I, your humble and affectionate host, would ever try to make a comparison between the tragedy of Mary Jo Kopechne at the hands of the now deceased, just like Chuck, Senator Ted Kennedy, and Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, dropping a groundhog on its head. I don't know. Anyway, story number two. 410 WCBM 680. If you'd like to comment, you're welcome to do so. No calls yet this morning except Alice.
Yeah, we're having a yard sale.
Oh, really? Why didn't you call me ahead of time? Send me an email, and I'll consider it. No, I'm just going to call and blurt it out. Now, here is a sad story. New Jersey wildlife officials believe that this was Fox News, September 23rd. New Jersey wildlife officials believe that a black bear in search of food killed a Rutgers University senior who was hiking with four friends over the weekend. The body of Darsh Patel, 22, of Edison, New Jersey, was found Sunday in the Apshawa Preserve in West Milford. Police Chief Timothy Storbeck said the male bear was walking in a circle about 30 yards from the victim's body and wouldn't leave, even after officers tried to scare it away by making loud noises and throwing sticks and stones. Sounds to me like the New York, Edison, New Jersey, or the New York, the Edison, New Jersey Police Department isn't familiar with dealing with wildlife, making loud noises and throwing sticks and stones. Anyway, according to Mr. Storbeck, the five friends noticed the bear beginning to follow them and ran, splitting up as they did. When the other four couldn't find Patel, they called police, who found his body about 2 hours later. The 300-pound animal was killed with two rifle shots and is being examined at a state lab for more clues as to why it may have pursued the group of five hikers. If it is confirmed that the bear caused Patel's death, it would only be the second fatal bear attack recorded in the state's history. The other one occurred in 1852. And on we go. If you remember, Lisa Jackson was in charge of the Department of the Environmental Protection there in New Jersey years ago when a first bear hunt was proposed in New Jersey. She canceled it. Lisa Jackson then went on to greater fame to become the director of the Environmental Protection Agency in the Obama administration, and left not that long ago to join Apple, where she oversees their environmental program. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. You know, I listen every Saturday.
I do, yes.
I tell you the truth, I'm a little bit sick on my stomach from the involuntary Planned Parenthood for the deer. I've been a little sick since I heard that.
Oh, yeah, what, the ovarectomies?
Yeah, God.
Well, it's the National Institute of Health. They know best.
Let me tell you something. If it ever was a reason to register for your hunting coalition, that was a story. Now, look, this is what I was thinking. I have an idea. And
okay.
Since today is that, you know,
National Hunting and Fishing Day.
Yes, well,
indeed.
That sounds exciting. But anyway, I was thinking about a way you might be able to more easily increase your membership.
Okay.
I was thinking, you know, last week you mentioned about the email.
Yeah.
And that kind of triggered a thought in my brain. Because
okay.
That email can be a turnoff when you've got so many to go through and everything.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you say you can register, you know, go online,
yep.
Give your email address,
yep.
Free membership.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you've gone as far as you could go. But here's what I was thinking. What if, you know, you have a lot of people out there, I am almost positive, don't particularly like the email, the internet, or don't have time for it,
right.
Things like that. What if the people that had already registered, or the ones that intend to register, could not only register themselves, but they could register other people under their email. You could assign each person a membership number. They could contribute through the membership number. And that one person would, like, take a pledge that they will either get a printout or verbally pass that information on. And let's say you can register up to four or five, you know, other people under one email address. And that way people wouldn't, that don't want to deal with it, don't know how to deal with it, don't like dealing with it, they could still be registered and get that information.
Well, that's an excellent idea, Fran.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. And you know what? There's nothing that says you can't do that. We don't limit you to one person on your email address.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. You could sit there with your email address and fill out the online form with any name and address you like. And then when you get the email, you could simply print that out, hand it to your friends or whatever it might be, and you can register as many people as possible.
Oh, you can?
Sure.
Okay, they could be assigned membership numbers as you register them for tax purposes when they give a donation and so forth. But, you know, people, I'm sure there's people that don't even have a computer or don't hate that email.
Oh, we know. We have that. I mean, we have on our have you been on the website?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, then you need to go on the website and register Fran.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
okay.
to do that. Yeah.
And you'll see how the form works. It's name, address, and phone number is optional, of course. Email and name and an address, that type of thing. In case, you know, we have a situation where we can't get everything out by email, we can send it out by snail mail.
Right.
Okay. But you'll see there that we have a downloadable brochure. You can print that on your computer on, you know, front and back on one sheet of paper. And there's a form there that can also be filled out. We have a number of those. People fill those forms out and mail them to us if they don't want to be, you know, if they don't have email or they don't want to be registered online. And we have that on all our brochures. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. Because I really need to kind of push it. That people can register under one email address?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, because I hadn't heard about that.
Yep, and then if anybody wants to make a contribution, they're welcome to do so. They just go to mdhuntingcoalition.org, O-R-G.
Right.
Go to, what's it called, support, MHC.
Okay. Yeah.
Or on every page, there's a little button that says donate. You just click that button with your credit card. And you can make a donation right there through the website or on your credit card. And it's PayPal. It's nice and safe. And, you know, it goes right into our PayPal account. And then, of course, we transfer that to our bank account from there.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Now we do want to say this, that we did that for convenience. Anybody that would like to use the post office box.
Right.
And that's 451 Sykesville, 21784, Maryland Hunting Coalition. That is also nice because there's no credit card fee that gets deducted. It's about 3.5%.
Right.
So if somebody, you know, sends us a donation for $100 or $10, we're going to get $9.67 or $96.70 or whatever that percentage is. So it's something less than what the actual donation is, and that goes to the PayPal folks. So.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Fran. I appreciate your calling and your interest in mdhuntingcoalition.org. I'm looking for Fran's name coming through the we joined
I will.
Email. All right. Thanks, Fran.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. A lovely lady. Yes, indeed. What am I doing here? I'm doing Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Let's talk a little bit about muzzleloader season coming up. I haven't heard from CVA. I've asked them twice if they're going to help us out this year, so we'll know soon. But Clyde's Sport Shop carries those great Thompson Center muzzleloaders, all the latest from Thompson Center. And I'll tell you what, I have a number of muzzleloaders, and I got a couple Thompson Centers. That's where I first started. I had a Thompson Center Renegade in 50 caliber when I was a young man for the Pennsylvania season. It was a flintlock. And then I also have a Hawken rifle from Thompson Center. And I have a, what's the newest one I've got? I can't remember. It's the one that's the Bone Collector series, but it's not the Bone Collector. I can't remember that. Whatever it is. But they're all great firearms, no question. And they're all available at Clyde Sports Shop. And they have all the accessories, too. And every firearm you need for hunting season. That's right. It's here. The full line of Browning and Winchester and Remington handguns for home protection and personal protection as well. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line firearms dealer at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Don't forget they have a great gunsmithing as well there. They can mount that scope on there for you, bore sighted for you, clean your gun, fix your gun. Lawrence is a genius. They're open 7 days a week, and you can call them at 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And for you fishermen, check out that 24-hour fishing report. That's 247-3474, 247-FISH. Hey, coming up on the 11th of October, that's a Saturday, the Crisfield Outdoor Expo, one day only, featuring John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty. That's Saturday, October 11th at Summers Cove Marina from 10 to 7, and that's in Crisfield, Maryland. Now, the Crisfield Outdoors Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting, and fishing. Retrievers and duck calling demonstrations and good food. Contests include duck picking. Now, there you go. Bow and arrow, decoy retrieving from the water, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. That's right, the Crisfield Outdoor Expo featuring John Godwin is Saturday, October 11th. Visit crisfieldoutdoorexpo.com or the Facebook page under the same name, crisfieldoutdoorexpo.com. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Congratulations, Buck Baum, on your 10th anniversary. Now, Buck Bomb products attract deer and improve your odds. Ambush is an all-season deer scent that comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer. It's a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. It also comes in Sugar Beet Smash. Funny name, serious results. Pathfinder is an invisible spray except to your flashlight. You spray it on trees to mark your trail under your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one can find your favorite spot except you. Deer Domination, an attractant that could be added to feeders, corn, or whatever you're feeding. Deer Domination Ration helps bring more deer to your site. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment.
Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Now, you can hear 3 hours of The Great One, Mark Levin, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living.
All right. Before Fran's call, we were talking about this young Rutgers student who was killed by New Jersey's first fatal bear attack in over 150 years. The last one was 1852. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Larry Raganese told reporters Monday that the bear had not been tagged by researchers, so there's no documented history of interaction with other humans. State and local officials stressed that bear attacks are rare, even in a region of the state that may have as many as 2,400 Bruins in its dense forest. Chief Storbeck noted that his department receives 6 to 12 calls a week regarding bears, usually involving them breaking into trash cans. Now, keep in mind, this is on a Apshawa Preserve in West Milford, New Jersey. Kelsey Burgess, principal biologist and leader of the State Division of Fish and Wildlife's Black Bear Project, said the bear could have been predisposed to attack, but more than likely was just looking for food, particularly since wildlife officials believe there's a current shortage of acorns and berries that bears eat. The hikers had granola bars and water with them, Storbeck said. Aha! The bear sniffed out the granola bar. You know, they have a sense of smell that's like 50 times more sensitive than ours. I mean, that's just a number, but they can smell stuff for miles. Officials don't believe the hikers provoked the bear, but they may have showed their inexperience when they decided to run. I mean, okay, you got four or five college students walking together, talking about what college students talk about. They're going on a great adventure. They're going on a hike in the wilderness, so they think. They've got granola and water with them. And what are they supposed to say to each other? Oh, there might be a bear in here? Probably. Don't even think about it. They show their inexperience. They're just on a hike. The safest way to handle a bear encounter is to move slowly and not look the bear in the eye. Pretty hard not to look the bear in the eye when the bear's looking at you. Laurie Coyle, who said she just moved into a neighborhood that borders the preserve, hadn't heard about the bear attack. It's shocking, and it's so sad, she said Monday as she sat in her car at the entrance to the preserve. I take the kids after school for exercise. It's really scary. Raganay said bear-human encounters in New Jersey have slowly decreased in recent years, likely due to the Department of Environmental Protection introduction of a state-sponsored bear hunt. and efforts to educate the public on how not to attract the Bruins. The Associated Press also contributed to this report. So we've got a dead groundhog in New York City that the mayor dropped on its head. Then we've got a Rutgers student killed by a black bear in New Jersey. And we've got the Health and Human Services right here in Bethesda, Maryland, Department of Health and Human Services, National Institute of Health campus in Bethesda, doing ovaryectomies on white-tailed deer because there's 30 or 40 of them on the 500-acre campus. Wow. Wow. Hey, you folks know Delegate Rick Impillaria, don't you? Yeah, he's a good guy. He's on the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus in Annapolis. He's a good guy, friend of Sportsman. His little fundraiser deal is coming up on October 14th at the Silver Spring Mining Company, 705 Bel Air Road in Bel Air, and that's Tuesday. It's $50 a person. If you want to give Rick a call, you can call him at 443-257-4782, or you can call Michelle for tickets at 410-879-7559. George Holy is the treasurer there. And the guest speakers will be Barry Glassman, candidate for Harford County Executive, and Boyd Rutherford, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. He's been invited. So there you go. And Bass Pro Shops is having their Seek a Deer Sunday on October 19th. That's a Sunday. Join professional hunter Bob Folkrod and friends on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, for Seek a Deer Sunday at Bass Pro Shops in Arundel Mills. Bob Folkrod has taken the largest Seek a Stag ever filmed by a national television show, and you can see the exclusive video. Now, Seek a Deer hunters and specialized Seek a Deer vendors, he took that with a bow, by the way, Seek a Deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive little elk. Someone, perhaps from the Outdoorsman radio show, will win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card, courtesy of your host, the Outdoorsman radio show, on Seek a Deer Sunday. That's October 19th at Bass Pro Shops in Arundel Mills. So why not join Bob Folkrod and a lot of friends of mine who are going to be there, other guests and other vendors and other folks that are involved in Seek a Deer. And you may just win a $50 gift card. So why not? That's October 19th. I think it starts at 11, and it is a Sunday. So join us down there, and we'll be on hand. Let's talk to Ted, Kent Island. Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing on this beautiful morning?
I'm doing great. I'm going to go celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Associated Gun Clubs today in Marriottsville. And we're also going to officially launch the Maryland Hunting Coalition today with our first press release.
Oh, well, wonderful. Matter of fact, I just saw your website. I just signed up.
Great.
So you have another new member?
Good. Thank you.
I don't think I'll be joining you at Marriottsville today because I got to tell you something, Alan. Fishing around Kent Island right now
is awesome.
Off the hook.
I know.
I'm going to get out there. I'll probably be joined with a whole bunch of other people today because of this. But
on the hook.
It's too good. It's on the hook.
Yeah. What are you catching and where and who and what? Give me the details. Come on.
All right. Well here it's going to come out. Basically, you got bluefish and you got rockfish. There's tons of bluefish. Nice bluefish, nice size.
Yeah.
And your people catching them right on the edges. There's many of friends of mine that have gone out to start trolling.
Yep.
Couldn't even get the trolling gear up because they come across breakers, start hitting the breakers, hit the top water. And once they go down, they go ahead and put the sting stolers in, and they just start dropping the jigs. And then, boom, they're hooking up. They never even get to the trolling gear.
That's cool.
So,
yeah, well, that's on the bluefish. Are the mackerel still out there?
Haven't had a lot of mackerel reports. Haven't had a lot. Matter of fact, haven't heard anything about mackerel in the last, I would say, about 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, I knew they were. They're here and gone. They're pretty quick, in and out. So.
Yeah. So it seems pretty gone, you know. But
right.
But the rockfish are hanging out with the bluefish. I'm hearing that if you kind of wait for the breaker blues to pass on by,
right.
Don't move, don't chase the breakers, and just wait. And right behind it's all the rockfish just taking the crabs.
That's normal stuff, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited! Trying to get on some crab today, and I'm trying to get fishing, but I'm here. I am. I'm up this early, and I'm thinking, you know what? Forget the crabbing. The crabbing has come back a little bit, but I think I'm just going to go chasing the fish today. I got the wife and daughter. They're making coffee right now. We're going to be heading out in a little bit.
That's great. Hey, and there's nothing wrong with kids going out there and catching those bluefish and one right after the other. Man, that gets them hooked for life. You know what I mean?
It is. I got to say, my daughter can really, really, really catch them. She's 8 and a half, almost coming up on 9 years old, and she loves that top water. She casts it out there just like nobody's business.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had Matt Sell from Deep Creek Lake talking about northern pike, and Matt, of course, graciously invited me to Deep Creek, and I'm going this week. I'm going to go one day and fish for northern pike. He caught his first 40-inch plus northern pike the other day.
Holy cow!
Yeah, I got a picture of it. So he's tempting me to go out there and do that. So I'm gonna take a day this week and travel west and see what that northern pike fishery is all about. So
well, there you go. Good luck to you.
All right, buddy. Well, you enjoy your day on the bay and bluefish on the grill. Ain't nothing like it.
Oh, on the grill and the smoker. I'm out.
And the smoker's good too. Thanks, Ted. Appreciate the call.
All right, take care.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
There goes Ted. Hey, Jim Uphoff is joining us next. We're going to talk about fish habitat. Jim's with the Department of Natural Resources. And we'll have more about whatever you want to talk about next hour, too. Now get out, stay out, stay safe. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.